This is a podcast from the U.S. Department of the Interior. Citing a need to improve certainty and order in oil and gas leasing on U.S. public lands, Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar announced in a teleconference several reforms that the Bureau of Land Management will undertake to improve protections for land, water, and wildlife, and reduce potential conflicts that can lead to costly and time-consuming protest and litigation of leases. Here are Secretary Salazar's opening remarks from today's teleconference.
Today, we are announcing major reforms of the nation's onshore oil and gas leasing program that will result in better protection of America's great outdoors and public lands. It will result in more certainty for investors and the oil and gas industry. It will also result in better value and better leasing decisions on behalf of the American taxpayer. These reforms will result in less controversy, fewer protests, and less money spent litigating oil and gas leases that the BLM offers for auction. Before we talk about the reforms, though, I want to talk about why they are needed. The previous administration's approach to oil and gas leasing is well known. Their view, by and large, was that leasing should happen almost anywhere at whatever cost. The previous administration offered vast amounts of western lands for oil and gas development, the majority of which has not yet been developed. I want those on the call to note that of the 43.6 million acres of federal land that have been leased for oil and gas development, only 12 million acres are currently in production. Let me say that again. Of the 43.6 million acres of federal land that have been leased for oil and gas development, only 12 million are in production. Many of the areas offered for leasing since 2001 were highly controversial, including areas that were in municipal watersheds, areas that involved important wildlife habitats, lands with wilderness characteristics, and lands that were close to national parks. Because there seemed to be little rhyme or reason to which areas were leased, western landscapes were being carved up and fragmented. And sportsmen, our hunters and our anglers, water users and recreationists, among others, pushed back. In 1998, a little over 1% of BLM's oil and gas leases were protested. 10 years later, in 2008, 40% of BLM's oil and gas leases were protested. 40% were protested. Court battles over oil and gas leases are now costing millions of dollars through litigation, and they're tying up resources. Almost nobody is happy with the status quo. Industry faces uncertainty because many of the leases that the BLM offers are held up by protests. States and local governments don't have the benefit of a clear federal policy on which federal lands are and are not appropriate for development, which of those lands are or are not appropriate for development. There's no clarity. The public often feels shut out of the process, and some BLM professionals in the past were told that their job first and foremost was to sit at their desk to review and approve industry drilling permit applications, often without adequate time to inspect those permits and to ensure compliance with the law. The flaws in the current leasing process came into sharp focus in Utah when in late 2008, the prior administration offered several highly controversial parcels for lease, some of which were in the vicinity of Arches and Canyonlands National Park and Dinosaur National Monument. We have spent a good deal of time dealing with those issues, including a review by Deputy Secretary David Hayes, who took an interdisciplinary team of federal agency professionals to take a fresh look at the leases and to provide recommendations. And then over the summer, a team of career professionals led by Supervisor Mark Stiles from the San Juan National Forest visited each of those 77 parcels in question, assembled a report, and submitted recommendations to me on October the 8th. Many of the reforms that BLM is making today are in response to the shortcomings in the leasing process that the Stiles report identified. First, the BLM will be issuing a new guidance to field managers. That guidance will help bring clarity, consistency, and public engagement to the onshore oil and gas leasing process while balancing the many resource values that the Bureau of Land Management is entrusted with protecting. Under this new guidance, BLM professionals will be taking a more active role in determining which areas are and which areas are not appropriate for development. They will also be conducting additional environmental analysis and engaging the public earlier and more frequently in the leasing process. They also will be conducting on-the-ground reviews of parcels that are being considered for auction. Second, BLM will issue new interim guidance to field managers regarding the use of categorical exclusions established under Section 390 of the Energy Policy Act of 2005, which allow the Bureau to approve some oil and gas development activities based on existing environmental or planning analysis. Under the new policy, in accordance with White House Council on Environmental Quality Guidelines, BLM will not use these categorical exclusions in cases involving extraordinary circumstances. Those extraordinary circumstances are those where there are impacts to protected species, to historic or cultural resources, or human health and safety. Finally, I'm issuing a secretarial order today that will create a SWAT team under Assistant Secretary for Land and Minerals Management, Wilma Lewis, and that team, an energy reform team, will help identify and implement important energy management reforms. Through its own efforts, as well as by getting good ideas from stakeholders, from the industry and the public, the team will help us continue to find better ways of managing the taxpayer resources and delivering better value on their behalf. Together, the reforms we are making today will help bring order, balance, certainty, and accountability to our onshore leasing programs.
This has been a podcast from the U.S. Department of the Interior.